with that theme, we welcome you to Thursday.
Yeah.
All day long.
All day. About midnight last night is when that happened.
Kind of happens. On a regular basis.
Yeah, at least 52 times a year.
Yeah. So welcome to one of the Thursdays in this great year of 2024.
Yeah, I believe if my schedule is looking right, it's Thursday number 8.
There you go. Eighth Thursday. Yeah. So I'm not going to do math, but you only have so many Thursdays till Christmas.
We'll just throw that out there.
3 days till Share-a-thon. Yeah.
Oh, that's a little bit more right up our discussion line today.
Yeah. That's in the near future.
That is like around the corner.
Yeah, it's upon us, brethren.
Poking its head out right around the corner going, I'm here.
It is. Yep. Yeah. So we're at the point where we're getting tablecloths on tables and getting chairs set up. And it's happening. Busy place around here. If you come on the property, you're welcome to. Just be careful. Yeah. There's a lot of folks working outside. Mm-hmm. And so slow down if you would. That's kind of a good thing to do. In any parking lot or in any drive-through area at any church or business, just slow things down.
Yeah, for sure.
People are crazy. People I'm not talking about here.
No.
But I'm amazed at how many people don't even look.
Oh, no.
When they're in a parking lot or coming out of a store, they've got their head down, and 9 times out of 10 that I've seen, they're on their phone.
Yeah, boy.
And other than the folks that are, you know, pushing their cart of groceries, but they don't even look. And, you're supposed to stop, you know, but it happens sometimes. Somebody might not.
Well, that's the key, is that the idea between being an offensive driver and a defensive driver. You need to be on the defense all the time. So, because, you believe it or not, you just have to look out for, like you mentioned a minute ago, you got to look out for crazy people.
Yeah.
Because you got to just watch for them. Because they're there. It just happens.
You can be assured they're there.
I just know this. I would rather slow down and take my time than to have to deal with insurance companies trying to get my car fixed.
Yeah.
You know,
or God forbid somebody gets hurt. Yeah.
Somebody gets killed. And that's, it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
And
so slow down.
Yeah. Please do.
Stay alert. And when you're coming out of a store, just look. Because there are people that won't stop.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I don't know how we got off on that, but welcome to Thursday. AT&T and was it Verizon?
Yeah, too? And even T-Mobile was affected by it as well.
So a bunch of service providers, nationwide outage.
Yep.
And they said it was going to be fixed by 11-ish.
Yeah.
Is it fixed?
From last word I heard, it was that it was still going on, but they still don't know what caused it. That's the issue. That's the main problem is that they don't know what caused it yet.
Hmm.
And that's a problem, you know, particularly when most of the world rotates on cellular now.
That's true.
And what happened was that everybody's service went to SOS. I mean, if you ever notice that little icon at the top of your screen, it's usually whenever your main service drops and then you end up only being able to make 911 calls.
Yeah.
And even some areas of the country, they weren't even able to do that.
Oh, my.
So
showing some bars right now.
Yeah, I am too. Matter of fact, I didn't lose anything all through. I was kind of monitoring it through the morning whenever I first heard the news because it was like early.
Yeah.
The same thing happened like, 3:30 in the morning. And so I was monitoring mine. Mm-hmm. I never lost function on it, but they did outline some of the larger cities, which is kind of suspicious to me.
It is.
It's large cities. We're talking about Los Angeles, Chicago, a lot of the larger cities. There was about 8 or 10 of them that it was more predominant than other areas. Okay. So.
They gave a recommendation. I appreciate Ms. Karen sharing this with me. They said that as service is restored, you need to power cycle or toggle airplane mode to get your service to come back. So you basically need to reset your phone.
Yeah.
Either turn it off and turn it back on, or sometimes you can hit your airplane mode and then take it off, and it'll kind of do that same thing.
Yeah.
So, I wonder, last night my phone had like an automatic update.
Yeah.
But I don't think that would have had anything to do with this because it was a different type of thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but I'm sorry if you've had trouble today, and if anybody hears if it's back or latest, I haven't heard.
I haven't heard either, so we don't know.
Something else I want to just remind folks about, most of our state, pretty much all of North Carolina, mm-hmm. is now under a high fire danger.
Okay.
Now, we went through this back at, you know, in the summer. It was yep. really dry and whatnot. But we have this usually occur in the winter as well. And it includes all of the western counties, which we sit in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what it is when dead fuels can ignite easily, and unattended brushing campfires are likely to escape.
Right.
Fires spread easily, and there is a fire in Madison County. It's the Dan Branch Fire, mm-hmm. if I've got that correct.
Saw that. Yep.
About 60 acres had burned, the last I saw.
Yeah.
And it started Tuesday afternoon. And they say right now the fire is threatening about 13 homes or structures.
Yeah.
And you've got the Forest Service along with the Mars Hill Fire Department there on the scene. They don't know what caused it, but it's burning.
Yeah.
And then there's also a wildfire in Burke County that's burned about 615 acres, and it is 0% contained.
Oh, wow.
So
it's been kind of hazy lately here yeah. across the mountains. And so I know that they were doing a prescribed burn over in Madison County earlier in the week. But I don't think this is two separate issues, and
yeah,
from what I understand. So they did have a controlled burn or prescribed burn trying to control some of those fuels. But on the other hand, this is a another fire that's kind of, they don't know what caused it yet. So,
Yeah, I was looking and I went to the North Carolina Forest Service page. And mm-hmm. If you go to ncforestservice.gov, you can see this same thing that I'm talking about. But they had a big flyer on the front that says, careless debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So one, check for a burn ban or any fire restrictions in your area before you're going to burn.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a valid burn permit, and don't be careless. Be ready.
Yeah.
Never burn on dry, windy days, yep. which would
kinda
be
like today.
Today. Keep your burn pile small, not tall.
Yeah.
And it is illegal to burn anything other than natural vegetation from your own property.
Right.
Trash must be hauled away.
Yeah.
You know, the old burn barrel.
Yeah.
I love the burn barrel.
I know.
But yeah. Anyway, yeah. Never use any flammable liquids. Yeah. We've heard horror stories about that.
Oh, mercy.
Keep water available, whether it's a hose, which is preferred,
mm-hmm.
a bucket, have a steel rake, shovel, and keep your phone nearby. And never leave a fire unattended, and call 911 at the first sign of any real problem.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. there you have it.
Yep.
From the Forest Service.
Yep, because it'll get away from you in a hurry. And we've all talked about this before. If it gets away and it caused damage to somebody else, you're liable. That's just the way it is. You could face some serious issues. Fines, reparations,
yep.
you name it.
It's not worth it, folks.
No. Yeah.
And looking outside, we do have the winds are picking up.
Mm-hmm.
And the forecast calling for, you know, fairly windy conditions today.
Yeah.
15-mile-per-hour winds. We could see some 30-mile-per-hour gusts.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a system rolling in.
Yeah.
Going to bring us
cold
some rain.
Cold front's going to move through the night and then bring us some more rain. We're probably, you know, even a thunderstorm maybe
yeah.
tonight. And so, you know, it's still winter
it
officially.
Is. Yeah.
So we could see. And, you know, we were here, you know, that year Share-a-thon,
mm-hmm.
where we had the tornado go over top of us.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were all sitting in the sanctuary.
Down. Yep.
And next thing you know, we were getting told that there's a tornado warning.
mm-hmm.
And here we are scrambling, trying to, you know, get to our place of shelter. And sure enough, we were watching the radar because some of us were in the sanctuary watching the radar. And it's kind of like the Lord just kind of lifted that thing up once it got through toward the mountains coming out of Pickens, and then it was kind of just lifted up right over the mountains. So it's not uncommon for us, you know, not that we're having any of that this weekend, but it's not uncommon to see some thunderstorms this time of year. Some of those could be severe.
Yeah.
And so we just, it happens.
Yeah, so just watch. But today's definitely not a day to be burning.
No burning.
Haul it off or just let it wait.
Yeah.
Let it sit.
Yeah,
it won't go anywhere.
Yeah, I think the wind's supposed to die down by Saturday, maybe mm-hmm. afternoon. And once that tapers off, I mean, it's still going to be windy Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But once it gets all out of the way, maybe first of next week or something, you might be able to do it.
It'll wait on you, as folks have been known to say. Well, something that might not wait on you is your Toyota, Tundra pickup.
Ooh.
Or your Lexus LX600,
mm-hmm.
or your Toyota Sequoia. And the reason why, Toyota is recalling about 280,000 pickup trucks and SUVs here in the U.S. to fix a transmission problem that can let the vehicle creep forward while in neutral. And you don't have to push the gas.
Well,
it'll just...
Is that like a new problem?
Because apparently.
Because is I've always been under the impression that, you know, in my years of driving, if you put a vehicle in neutral, even though you don't, you're not pressing the gas, it oftentimes may have a, depending on where you're sitting,
it may have
the capability of rolling.
I think this is no matter even if you're facing uphill, because what it puts power to the vehicle.
Oh, it puts power to it.
It puts power to it, yeah.
I see.
The automatic transmissions may not immediately disengage and can transfer some engine power to your wheels.
Oh.
And the vehicle could creep forward at low speeds if the brakes are not applied.
Ah,
so there you have it.
Alrighty.
It involves certain Toyota Tundra pickups and Lexus LX600 SUVs. That's 2022 and 23 models.
Okay.
These are new vehicles.
Mm.
And then also included are 23 and 24 Toyota Sequoia SUVs.
Wow.
The dealers will update transmission software to fix the problem, and they say owners will be notified by late April.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you have that.
And that's the reason why, is because it's a software problem. It's not a mechanical problem.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Uh-huh. Back to...
Just back to my argument. My argument.
We're too smart for our own good.
Yeah, you're supposed to, all of these electronics and all of this stuff supposedly was supposed to make everything more fuel efficient.
Mm.
But that, you know, because of the way that it's all designed, nah.
Yeah.
I just give me an old three on the tree. There you
go. Well, you know, they've made it to where you're pretty much, if you're going to work on the newer vehicles, you have to have that computer diagnostic stuff. And you know, years ago when, you know, my dad, he could fix the car no matter what was happening.
That's right.
But things have changed.
Yeah. I mean, the hardware labor, and what I mean by hardware labor, meaning like the actual part, you know, a lot of people could still do. I mean, it's not technically difficult to take out a transmission. I mean, it's hard labor, but it's not from a technical side. If you've got the know-how to and the right tools, you can do that. The problem lies now is that even if you had your transmission go bad in your vehicle and you went and found another one just like it to go back in, it not necessarily will work. Because it all has to be reprogrammed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the engine to the transmission, all of that has to be reprogrammed. And oftentimes it may require even a total reboot from the engine control modules.
Yeah.
And that's pricey. I mean, pricey.
I hit a deer back, I don't know, one of the many deer I've hit. And it messed with my lights, my headlights.
Yeah.
So I had to have my car fixed. Well, they fixed it at a body shop, but then it had to go back to the Nissan dealer to reprogram the automation part of the lights. Because I have the thing where it'll do automatic dimming and things like that.
Yep.
And
yep.
cruise control. A lot of things like that. It messed up and it had to go be recalibrated at the dealer.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's a way to get more money from you.
I know.
1807, you're right.
Yeah. So, anywho, there you have it. And speaking of driving... Atlanta, if you're going to go to Atlanta in 2026, you got a little while.
Yeah.
There's an ordinance that they passed unanimously this week that will ban right turns at red lights in downtown Atlanta, midtown Atlanta, and in the Castleberry Hill community.
No right turns, huh?
No right turn on red.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Mm. No right turn on red. They say it's a pedestrian/bicyclist issue. For safety.
Okay.
So officials say that the measure will make neighborhoods safer.
Yeah.
Well, opponents say it's going to cost $100,000 to just put up signage
of
no right turns.
Yeah. Oh, well,
yeah.
There you go.
Makes sense.
I can understand, but my thing is this, you know, pedestrians have the right of way anyway,
mm-hmm.
whether they are in error or not.
Right.
Okay. So if that being said, if pedestrians are doing what they're supposed to do in a crosswalk and you come up to make a right turn on red, okay,
mm-hmm.
the pedestrian still has the right of way, no yeah. matter what. So even if you're wanting to make a right-hand turn and that pedestrian is coming, you have to sit still
yeah.
and wait till that pedestrian clears before you can make a right on red. I mean, yeah. that's the rule. It's always been yeah. the rule.
And okay? most areas where you've got blind spots,
yeah.
That's no turn on red anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a common sense thing that, you know, obviously we talked about yesterday that a lot of folks are lacking.
That CS and, factor.
You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You see a bicycle coming, who's going to lose? The person on the bicycle.
Yeah.
So you need to sit still, okay? You just need to sit still. I realize that they may be doing something wrong, and they may be not heeding the traffic signals and the traffic flow. They may not be doing what they're supposed to be. But the idea is that, well, I'm not going to get my... No, you don't get your pound of flesh. You let them you let them go because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it to get in trouble. And, you know, somebody's going to get hurt and somebody's going to lose.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it's not the person in the vehicle.
No.
It's the, yeah. So.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And it can be frustrating. just recently, I'm driving. It was a pretty day. I'm going home. And I get behind several, good size group of bicyclists. And they're on my road. It's not my road, but it's the road to my house. So they're supposed to ride single file, especially when there's a vehicle behind them, to make it easier for the vehicle to pass.
Right.
Well, they rode like five wide from the white line to the yellow line. Hmm. And when I got to the place where I could pass,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
I passed them.
Yeah.
But I laid down on my horn.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm proud of it, but I really wish I would have rolled my window down and said, how's single file working for you? But I didn't.
I think that is true. I mean, folks, the influx that we have seen in our area, which we're going to see more of it,
mm-hmm.
because that's just what's drawing people to our area. And yes, we have businesses that cater to that. We've got, it is a great destination point for these folks, and you come spend your money here, and we are glad that you are spending your money here. But with all of that comes responsibility,
yeah.
without a doubt. And, you know, you don't be bullish about it. You don't be, you know, like you're taking over, because I'm just saying, you know, not everybody around here may be just as nice. You blew your horn as you went by. Some other people are not quite that nice, okay? Well,
I didn't have and a sadly, cane pole in my car.
Well, you know, back in the day, we'd have just opened up the passenger door and maybe take
Uh-oh.
Out, you know, or
Oops.
Like a lot of these trucks, you know, got big wide mirrors on them, you know, you kind of just, you know,
I'm telling you.
I know that sounds terrible. I have to repent and ask the Lord forgive me. But, you know, that was kind of like the temptation back in the day. But I'm just, you know, everyone needs to learn what the rules are. And be safe, because that's what keeps everyone safe.
Exactly. You know? Everybody, I'm more than happy to share the road mm-hmm. with bicyclists. And if they'll just share the road with me.
Yeah.
And if they'll follow the rules that they're bound by, I'll be happy to follow the ones that I'm bound by.
Yeah.
But again, I think when it gets out of balance and then it's just blatant, you know.
I think when they did Highway 64, okay, mm-hmm. especially from... the area around Penrose, Henderson, you know, right there, Henderson County line,
mm-hmm.
going back toward Hendersonville, when they built that section down through there, they built the lanes extra wide,
mm-hmm.
and there are bike lanes on both sides, okay? And a lot of roads are being made like that with bike lanes on, not every road could be built like that, obviously. We have a lot of curvy mountain roads, and a lot of those curvy roads are the destinations for these bikers.
Yeah.
And bicyclists, I should say, because it creates a challenge for them. But down where I live, it's real hilly, it's real mountainous. They love it.
Yeah.
And they'll drive all the way from, they'll ride their bikes all the way from Traveler's Rest up to Saluda, make the loop, go back down through the watershed, back down to Traveler's Rest. It's a huge loop that they do. The problem is there's many, many blind curves.
Yeah.
And they come around the curve on those hills,
uh-oh,
flying.
On
and
the
I
inside.
Mean steep, steep curves, deep, mm. I mean deep, deep curves. And they are right, you know, and they take up as much lane as they can to try to keep their momentum going.
Yeah.
And so they'll hug the lines. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I've had them in my lane, come around the curve before. I've had them in my lane. And they, you know, I can move my vehicle faster than they can move their bike,
yeah,
oftentimes. And so I'm afraid one of these days,
yeah,
sadly, somebody's going to get hurt down there. It's going to be ugly.
You know, again, but, we're all about, I'm not saying they shouldn't be on the roads. Mm-mm. I'm just saying, hey, if you'll just, you know, abide by the rules that are set for you, it would make things a lot easier,
yeah,
I think, for folks you're sharing the road with.
Please.
Please do it. We got early voting going on. It continues through Saturday,
yeah,
the 2nd of March. I think 3 p.m. is, yeah, when the polling locations will close on Saturday.
Yeah.
And if I understand it, most polling places are open until 5 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah,
on the regular basis. Yeah. And then, of course, on March 5th, is the primary election day.
Yeah.
Now, early voting, you can vote within your county at any polling location, but on March 5th, if you vote, you will need to vote at your designated precinct.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, visit the North Carolina State Board of Elections, and at the state board, you can get a sample ballot of your county.
Mm-hmm. Good idea to take that ballot, print it off, and then do your research.
Yeah.
You can take that with you, have it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stand outside a polling place and try to preach to everybody of what they should do when they come, yeah, through the door. But you can take it with you into, yeah, the booth, and you can mark your spot, mark your choices. But do your research and get all your information necessary to cast an informed decision,
yeah,
coming up on March the 5th. And I think South Carolina's primary coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
So their primary across the state of South Carolina coming up this Saturday. So folks listening, yeah, down there, make sure that you get your vote in as well, because,
yeah,
it's important. And so because Super Tuesday will be here before we know it, and that's where a lot of the other states will come in with their primaries, and we're well into the election cycle already.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the primaries, they don't have the turnout that you see in the big general election, but it's very important. And many times, it can be decided by just a few votes from each precinct.
Yeah.
So make your vote count. And again, if you don't vote, you have no reason or right
to complain. One thing, and I'll just interject this right here concerning the primaries, is that it is the process. The primaries are the process. If you have 10 people up on a platform, and that makes it difficult to decide.
Mm.
Primaries is part of the whittling down process, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
It whittles down the process to where you can make informed decisions with less number of people, because the primaries help choose who gets those delegates.
Yeah.
And so it's important to be a part of that process. You know, it's hard to choose because they can only put so many on,
yeah,
the ballot.
Yeah.
There's only so many candidates that can go on the ballot. They have to meet a certain percentage, mm-hmm, before their name can appear on the ballot. And that's what the primaries are for.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to participate in that as well.
Yeah, so find out more information on your candidates and vote that biblical conscience. And if you need more information about polling locations in your county, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell you. I've got some print-offs here, and there you go. We have a political spotlight that will be coming up tomorrow, since,
mm-hmm,
we got on that, 9:30 in the morning and then 6:15 tomorrow afternoon, once the AM bids farewell. And let me flip over here. Christian Reagan,
mm-hmm,
will be the political spotlight,
okay,
for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so if you'd like to find out more about Mr. Reagan, he'll be, I think his son did the interview with,
okay,
him that
very
we're
going
to be airing. Well, we'll go ahead if you want and get into Swap Shop for today, 828-884-9427, if you have something for us.
All right. Well, let me My screen was there a second ago. It's just not wanting to move.
Somebody said that they heard a candidate talking about turnout for primary, and they say only about 7% of registered voters
really
cast a ballot. That is sad.
Yeah.
And scary.
Well, the thing is, folks, I mean, I just I could go on and on about this. The issue is, you can't, if you're looking at America as a whole in the direction that it's headed, okay, the only way that we're going to be able to affect change that's going to happen in our country, short of the rapture coming, the Lord give us a country. He gave us the government that we have and the documents that we have that govern our nation, and we need to be involved with that. And when you only have 7% of the population in North Carolina turn out for a primary, that's a problem.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, it needs to be way on up there. And again, I know some people reserve their thoughts because things change, and sometimes they do. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you can cast your vote, things happen to change between now and the general election. I get it. But on the other hand, if you're not part of the process, and I heard preachers say this, I've heard other people say this, if you're not part of the process, you're part of the problem.
That's right.
Okay.
One or the other.
I mean, that's just the bottom line. Because if you don't vote, then you don't have a say.
Right.
And if you don't have a say, then that becomes a problem.
That's right.
Okay. Enough said. I'll leave it alone.
But amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. We've got a 40th anniversary 2004 Mustang, Ford Mustang. It needs brakes, an alternator, and a battery. It has a Kenwood stereo system in it, good tires, 119,000 miles on it, asking $3,000. Also, they're asking $1,000 for four 1957 Cadillac wheel covers, $1,000 for four 1956 Mercury spinner wheel covers, and some 1969 Lincoln wheel covers. There's four of those for $300. And they have some Happy Meal McDonald's toys. Make an offer on 255-9033, 255-9033.
Here we have two male puppies that need rehoming. They're a 3-month-old Pomeranian Maltese mix, and they're asking $50 each. They also have a 36-inch Sony TV for $50. And this is text only at 828-460-8631, 460-8631.
Here's for sale a 1993 Honda Accord. It runs good, asking $800. 556-0183, 556-0183.
Looking for a walker with small wheels. They're looking for one that's, say, 16 to 17 inches wide. And I think you mentioned yesterday maybe the fold-up type.
Yeah.
You can call them at 692-9534.
A Pronto M51 power chair with the car carrier, asking $1,800. Now, they're willing to separate the two, the chair for $1,200 and the carrier for $650. The number to call, 828-696-6098, 696-6098.
Male Australian Shepherd looking for room to run. He's a year old, very smart, good with kids and other animals. They also have a 12-week-old female blue heeler puppy that's current on her shots and been dewormed, $350 for her. 384-4447, 384-4447.
I think it'll do it.
That'll do it. Today on our day book, we say happy anniversary to Dell and Betty Stevens.
Okay.
44 years.
Yeah, is that tomorrow?
I went too far.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Me
That's
back
right. Early.
Up. Today.
We'll say early.
Tomorrow. They're having their anniversary.
That's right.
Today,
yeah.
It's a birthday wish to Melinda Whittemore.
Oh, yeah. Miss Melinda, one of our weekend announcers, as well
yeah.
as a all-around helper.
Just, amen.
She's a blessing. She really is.
Plays the piano here at Anchor.
She does a great job.
Just appreciate her. Hope she has a great day.
Amen.
If you know somebody else that's celebrating, let us know. Be our pleasure to celebrate right along with them. You can call us here at 828-884-9427, or you can text us at 828-577-1296.
Very good. Yeah.
Is it tonight?
It is tonight. Okay. Yeah. I want to remind folks, if you are making plans, if not, make plans to come and be a part of the Marriage Matters series at Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville. They meet tonight at 7 p.m., and that is going to be with Pastor Jeremy Chisholm. Infant and toddler care is provided along with a class for children. The evening will conclude with a meal and fellowship. Pastor Doug Raines welcomes everyone. They are located just right off North Rugby Road at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville.
And we're only going to have Carolina Calendar through tomorrow because Share-a-thon, everything has shifted a bit. So why don't we go ahead and just
hit everything?
Hit everything. I think we have time.
Okay.
The Brevard Transylvania Housing Coalition invites you to a Faith and Housing Social Impact Summit. That will be Tuesday, March 12th from 9 to noon at Brevard First United Methodist Church, which is at 325 North Broad Street in Brevard. If you have questions or if you'd like to register, contact Kara at impact@sharinghouse.org.
The Mills River Parks, Trails, and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February 27th in the Commons Room of the Mills River Town Hall. The public is invited to attend and offer comments, and it's also accessible via electronic means.
Hoopers Creek Baptist Church invites you to their Passion Play, Why Do We Need a Savior? This is coming up March 15th, 16th, and 17th at 7 o'clock each evening. Please note that there are some intense scenes. Pastor Philip Youngblood and the Hoopers Creek family invite you to come out and join them.
That's a great, great, great program. They do a fantastic job, those folks over there. I saw it last year and the year before. It gets better all the time. You pray for those folks and be a part of that if you can. The Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church in Rutherfordton invite you to join them for their spring revival March the 4th through the 8th. That's right after Share-a-thon at 7 p.m. each evening. And a very familiar preacher will be preaching. Evangelist Brian McBride will be preaching each night with special music by the Aldridge family, the Elledge family, the Raines family, and others. Pastor Wayne Stafford and the Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church welcome you to join them. The church is located at 485 Hamilton Road in Rutherfordton, North Carolina.
Fletcher First Baptist Church invites children of all ages to join them on Saturday, March the 16th, for a resurrection egg hunt. They'll have an egg hunt for children that are toddler through the fifth grade, and that'll be at the ball field starting at 2 p.m., and the Easter story will be told. There will be games, prizes, and a lot of fun, including a drawing for the teens. Food will be served in the fellowship hall, and if you would like more information, contact Carla Anders at 828-674-7001 or Rita Bright at 551-9313. Fletcher First Baptist is located at 5 Cane Creek Road in Fletcher.
The Transylvania County Board of Commissioners and Board of Education will hold a joint meeting on Monday, March the 4th at 4 p.m. For members of the public planning to attend in person, please use the rear entrance of the administration building near the waterfall feature to enter the chamber. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m.
Riverside Baptist Church in Asheville invites you to their second annual Gospel Singing Jubilee. This will be Saturday, March 2nd, starting at 5 p.m. Music from His Will, Isaac's Well, Joyful Sounds, Middle Cross, Peyton Cathy, and New Generation. There's no admission charge, but a love offering will be received for Randall Mull, who is a member of Isaac's Well. Riverside Baptist Church is at 871 Riverside Drive in Asheville. To find out more, visit them online at riversidebaptistasheville.org.
The Veterans Restoration Quarters, a home, a ministry under ABCCM, is seeking to raise funds to purchase a stove for their Asheville outreach. Donations can be sent to Little River Baptist Church at 51 Little River Church Road in Penrose, North Carolina, 28766. If sending a check, make it payable to Little River Baptist Church, and in the memo section, note VRQ Kitchen. For more information, contact Sherwood Mackey at 828-577-1296. 3634.
The Maple Ridge Baptist Church invites you to a gospel singing this Sunday night at 6 p.m. featuring the Ben Rochester family. The church is located at 133 Medford Branch Road in Candler, and again, everyone is welcome.
The Cedar Mountain Baptist Church is hosting a support series on grief. March the 5th through the 28th, the Grief Share Support Group will meet in their fellowship hall on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Come and find hope and healing after the death of a loved one. Cedar Mountain Baptist Church is located at 7765 Greenville Highway in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. For more information, call 828-966-4812.
The City of Hendersonville will conduct its spring bulk leaf collection. It'll run during the month of March. City residents should pile loose leaves at the curb without placing them on the sidewalk or roadway. And they don't want them to be bagged. And also they say do not include any tree limbs or other objects that might damage the collection equipment. Customers do not need to request the leaf pickup, as it is a service that's done automatically for city residents. Leaf piles are picked up every 10 to 14 days, depending on the need. And if you have questions, call the Public Works Department at 828-697-3084.
I think that'll do it.
Well, and I've got a song from the Ben Rochester family. They're going to be coming up in a concert this weekend. They're going to be with us for Share-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this old song. They do a great job. No need to doubt him now.
Y'all have a great afternoon.
See you tomorrow.
Looking back through the years, the heartaches and tears, my Lord has never once let me down. Though I don't understand, still I trust in His plan, for He said that His grace would abound. And so there's no need to doubt Him now. He'll make a way somehow, safely. Still in control, and so there's no need to doubt Him now. He'll make a way somehow. Say